Oh, whoa. That's going to be really hard because I love them all. I just love dead things. I think they're so just fascinating and provoking and cool. That's going to be hard for me to answer.
You are listening to the ESF podcast, where we share exciting and inspiring stories from throughout the ESF community. Today, we're going to get a sneak peek into the brand new facility on campus to house our Roosevelt Wildlife Collection. But first, we need to meet our guest.
I'm Rebecca Rundell. I am an associate professor in the Department of Environmental and Forest Biology, and I am also the head curator of the Roosevelt Wildlife Collections. And my research is on the evolution of land snails on Pacific Islands and the conservation biology of land snails. And I also teach evolutionary biology and invertebrate zoology.
Today, we're focusing on the collections Dr. Rundell curates and what makes them so unique and special. We'll talk about why ESF thinks it's so important to have a special place to showcase our collection of dead things, what it means for students, and why you should come check it out.
So the Roosevelt Wildlife Collections are a set of collections that include bird specimens, mammal specimens, fish specimens, parasite specimens, whole just panoply of different specimens. And we have over 10,000 specimens in just vertebrates alone. And these are collections that were made by early ESF professors, largely. So many of our collections go back to the early 1900s, and actually some before ESF was even founded in the late 1800s. And these are specimens that were collected in part to support the mission of the Roosevelt Wildlife Station. So this is a group of scientists at ESF that were aimed at basically understanding the wildlife in our state and in the Northeast, and understanding whether it was declining, how it might be changing, so that we could better manage our wildlife and make sure we could protect it for years to come. So the collections that we have are the basis of that sort of research. And we also use them in teaching in over a dozen of our classes. So they have both research and teaching functions, but at the core of it is dead organisms, dead animals in particular.
It turns out that the Roosevelt Wildlife Collection is actually part of a larger program called the Roosevelt Wildlife Station. And the state of New York found it so important to study the change in northeastern wildlife that the project began through an act of the state legislature in the late 1800s. But at that time, it was really just a collection of interested scientists tasked with the collection of data and specimens. When ESF was founded in 1911, it made sense that the state's new College of Forestry should house the collection. Fast forward about 100 years, and, well, it's grown a bit.
So we have 3.5 whales, or is it 4.5? 3.5. A minke whale, 1.5 humpback whales, and a fin whale. Yes, that's 3.5. We also have a passenger pigeon. We have ivory-billed woodpeckers.
As you heard Dr. Rundell say earlier, there are over 10,000 specimens of just vertebrates alone, or animals with a spinal structure. And you see, it's not too hard to explain why we should protect species that are still living. But when it comes to dead ones, this still leaves us with the question, why?
When you think, oh, we have this room full of dead things, it sounds kind of depressing. But for me, it's just stimulating and exciting because I know how many questions can be answered from all of those dead specimens and also discoveries that can be made there. One of the most obvious ones these days to talk about is climate change. And specimens are, collecting them is very important because we can't ever return to that time and place again. So each one of those collecting events, those data that are associated with collecting a particular beetle or vole or whatever it might be, at that time and place, you can never walk that way again. You can never come back to that place. And so as we accumulate more and more of these specimens, we start to gather baseline data for those areas. So when we go back to those places later on, we can compare and understand, for example, how diversity has changed in that particular place, maybe due to landscape change. So one of the things that could be happening is agricultural sort of fields might be reverting to forests or vice versa.
Having the physical specimen available is a big win for students as well. Why? Because it brings them closer to having a true experience with the organism. It draws an emotional reaction that is far more powerful than studying them through imagery alone. And that's exactly how Dr. Rendell got excited about collections in the first place. It happened when she was a high school student, learning about biology through dissection.
Me and my dad sat there and dissected this river otter. And I just remember, I can still remember what it looked like. We opened it up. I saw the liver. I saw all of the different organs. And by doing that, I realized it was kind of an aha experience because I realized that when you're forced to get that up close and personal with something, you learn more about it. You learn every part of it. And that's something that you're not really forced to do if you're just in front of your computer screen. And I even remember sitting in the classroom and looking up at the jar with the otter liver in there and just being so proud and remembering where it came from in the otter. And I just thought, if more people could experience that, they would care more about the organisms that are so important to the earth.
The Roosevelt Wildlife Collection now lives in the lower level of the Gateway Center building on ESF's Syracuse campus and was officially opened on April 3rd, 2019. As part of its design, large observation windows were installed along the hallway so visitors can see what scientists are working on inside. Because, as Dr. Rendell says, this is more than just a library. Collections are places of discovery, and now anyone walking by can see the work taking place.
Who knows? Maybe you'll be inspired by something you see.
This badger specimen was collected back in the 1930s, I believe, and it's the only one that we have. And it just has a look about it. The biology of the badger is just so tough and irascible. I just felt like it was very inspirational to me. I would want to look at this badger every day and just be like, yeah, I can do this. Like, badger can do anything.
You have been listening to another episode of the ESF podcast. And if you like what you heard, please consider subscribing for free. Write us a review and rate us. The more stars, obviously, the better. But we want you to be honest so we know exactly how we're doing. Today, we heard from Dr. Rebecca Rendell about the new Roosevelt Wildlife Collection. I'm Zach Smith, and this is ESF.